T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30 here on a Tuesday. A 16-year-old male has been arrested following a disturbance near Wichita's East High School.
Wichita police responded to a disturbance call with shots fired in the area of English and Poplar around 11 a.m. Monday. When they arrived, officers located multiple shell casings in the street. Witnesses who were interviewed said they observed individuals leaving from the disturbance traveling northbound on Poplar in a white SUV. Other individuals were seen entering into East High School, which prompted officials to place the school on lockdown for a time as a precautionary measure. The suspect was located shortly after the incident and has been booked into the juvenile detention facility for criminal discharge of a firearm and juvenile in possession of a firearm. No injuries or damage was reported, and police continue to investigate the incident. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Attorneys for 4 public school districts suing Kansas are arguing that a new school funding law is as much as $1.5 billion short of providing adequate education funding. The attorneys filed legal arguments Monday with the Kansas Supreme Court against a new state law that phases in a $548 million increase in spending on public schools during the next 5 years. The court plans to hold a hearing on May 22nd.
Acting CIA Director Gina Haspel is gearing up for her confirmation hearing.
The first woman nominated to be CIA director went to Capitol Hill with the vote coming down to a handful of senators.
Hi, everybody. Looking forward to Wednesday.
When Gina Haspel will publicly testify to the Senate Intelligence Committee. The 33-year CIA veteran met with staunch critic Senator Dianne Feinstein, as well as fellow Democratic Senators Martin Heinrich and Joe Manchin.
Seeing what my colleagues have, their questions they have, that they have concerns with, and then we'll make some decisions after that.
On Twitter, President Trump said Haspel is highly respected and under fire because she was too tough on terrorists. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
It's coming down to the wire for President Trump's push to renegotiate an important trade agreement.
This is a critical week for NAFTA. The U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says in order to pass a revised NAFTA in this Congress, a deal has to be done this week or next. The U.S. met with Mexico today, and Mexico met with Canada. Tomorrow, the U.S. will meet with Canada. Now, the main sticking points center around the rules of origin for a car. The U.S. wants 75% of a car to be made in North America for free trade. That's up from 62.5%. There's a long way to go, but this is a crucial week if a deal will come in the next 2 weeks. In Washington, Edward Lawrence, Fox News.
Federal officials have rejected the request from Kansas to limit some people to 3 years of Medicaid coverage in a lifetime. Kansas City Star reports Seema Verma, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, told the American Hospital Association that her agency is open to many new ideas about reforming Medicaid, but is determined to make sure it remains a safety net for those that need it most.
A man from Indiana busted for drunk driving, but he was not behind the wheel of a car.
Franklin, Indiana cops say they pulled over 46-year-old Barry Ridge driving down a county road drunk on a lawnmower. Police say someone called 911 to say a man drove onto their yard and was mowing their grass. Police say Ridge appeared glassy-eyed and failed a breathalyzer test. This is not his first brush with the law. Cops arrested him just a few weeks ago, tooling around a Kroger parking lot on his lawnmower, drunk. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It almost feels like we jumped right into summertime with temperatures running well above average again today. In fact, we could be almost 15 degrees above normal this afternoon. Our high today, 90 with gusty southeast winds. We do have a chance of thunderstorms forming late tonight into the overnight hours, down to 62, and then sunny and dry on Wednesday with a high 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 69 degrees. We've got a south wind at 16 miles per hour. Tuesday, May 8th. And Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. More on that in a minute. Today is May 8th, as I said. On this date in 2010, Betty White hosted Saturday Night Live after fans campaigned for it on Facebook. Remember the Facebook campaign to get Betty White? 2010 on this date.
I greatly enjoyed that show.
She was funny.
She's funny.
Very funny, right. Now, a legal secretary who quietly amassed over $9 million through decades of investments has donated most of it to needy students. The New York Times reports $6.24 million from the estate of Sylvia Bloom has been given to the Henry Street Settlement. Bloom's niece says another $2 million will be split between Hunter College and another scholarship fund to be announced. Bloom grew up in Brooklyn during the Great Depression. She earned a degree at night at Hunter while working days to make ends meet. In 1947, she joined Cleary Gottlieb Steen and Hamilton. She remained there until the age of 96, paying very close attention when the lawyers invested in stocks.
Uh-huh.
She could see what was going on. She died in 2016. Her niece says it's very possible that not even Bloom's late husband knew the size of her fortune. Working as probably a legal secretary until the age of 96, she amassed a $9 million fortune. There are people out there saying, I can't even save $200, you know.
Can't take it with you.
And she was obviously seeing some very good stock investments and saying, oh, I'll do that too.
Imagine, might as well.
Yeah. Imagine their surprise. A family of raccoons created a chaotic scene when they fell through a ceiling and into the living room of a Michigan home. The homeowner in Sheridan Township called authorities to help, and police and firefighters easily picked up the four baby raccoons, but the mother eluded capture. She bit a responder's gloves before hiding in a closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had the video of this on our website. Yes.
Police say they finally used a dog catcher pole to collar the raccoon. No people or animals were injured in the incident. Mama raccoon did not want to go quietly.
Yeah, interesting video of this on our website, knssradio.com.
Had a little fun with it, huh? All right, have you seen or do you know about the giant redskin chair at Wichita's North High School?
I do not.
It was tagged in graffiti sometime over the weekend.
I've seen all the trees on campus.
This is like an Edith Van
thing. Toilet papered.
They've been TP'd. It's on the east side there.
Okay.
So you can't really see it from 13th very well. Victor Lerma designed the chair as part of Wood Creations class to leave a lasting impression at the school. Great idea. And Victor's, it's kind of neat. Everybody likes it. Well, during lunch, a group of North High students worked to repaint the chair and get the symbol back up. Students completed most of the repainting in about an hour. So they got it back up and going. That's great.
Why did they have to repaint it? Was it defaced?
Yeah, it was just graffiti.
Oh, okay.
Was on it.
All right.
Somebody over the weekend put graffiti in. There's always some knucklehead ready to do something like that. And, I haven't seen it up close, but it's like a big Edith Ann chair. Remember Edith Ann?
Sure.
And I don't know where he got the idea, but it's kind of unique.
I'll have to check that out.
My alma mater, I've been talking about at West, we've got
Why don't you come up with some bright idea for your alma mater?
Well, we've got the path, which I think is sort of unique in Wichita. We've got a path out front where we're putting in bricks honoring all the students with their names and dates they went to school there and some nice benches. So we've got that going on, but this thing at North is kind of neat. It's unique, it's so different. But they had some graffiti painted on it, and now it's been repainted. Everything's back up to snuff. And like you said, I did notice over the weekend that they got toilet papered at North, but that happens all the time up there. It's like every 3 weeks somebody comes in with 97,000 rolls of toilet paper, and they seem to never, ever get caught. I don't know.
And who are the poor souls that have to go up there and clean all that up?
I think they just wait till it rains. I'm not sure. And I should know because both of my kids went to North. So I should know that, but I don't. All right, so 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle Monday traded negative and closed with triple-digit losses. Now, the feeder cattle traded near the lows made last week. Trading volume out of our feed yards last week was very strong and the largest since around the 2013 time period. Lean hog futures had two-sided trading yesterday and managed to close positive. On the close yesterday, June cattle's 87 cents lower at 105.17. August feeders down $2.62 at 143.70. And June lean hogs were 65 cents higher at 74.17. Now, large losses slammed the wheat, corn, soybean, and soybean meal futures in yesterday's trading session. negativeness carried over from last week's trade talks in China that did not result in any positive results that the trade was hoping to see. Also, we saw the fact that that we also are looking at the estimates for this Thursday's USDA report being a little bit on the price negative side with the numbers that are being put out at the moment. Also, keep in mind, last Friday, the price of wheat, corn, and soybeans were all trading well above year-ago levels. This market had some room for at least a technical pullback. Corn planting is 39% complete nationwide. Five-year average is 44%. Soybean planting, 15%. Five-year average, 13%. Spring wheat planting still behind at 30% with the five-year average of 51%. At the moment, July KC wheat's down 2.5 cents at 537. July corn's up a half a penny at 401 and a quarter. July soybeans a nickel higher at 1016 and three quarters. June crude oil this morning, 79 cents lower at 69.94. June gold down $3.10 at $1,310.90. The June S&P down 8 points at 26.62. June dollar index 36 cents higher, $92.95, with June Dow Jones futures trading 62 points lower at 24,239. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's starting to get kind of warm in the afternoons around here, right?
Yes, it is. It's starting to get a little bit more like the time of the year we're in.
Really? Well, actually, we're registering about 11 or 12 degrees above normal for this time of year, so it's warm out there. And we've got a slight chance for rain here today and tonight, and I'm hoping we're in Sedgwick County, hoping that leads over into Butler County and where you are there in Augusta. Maybe you guys will get some rain, too. Who knows?
Sounds like it's pretty much a scattered chance, but you never know. The wind's blowing once again. Maybe the wind will blow something in.
Yeah, and you know, it seems to be one of those systems where you know, it'll be raining on your block and not raining on a block over. It's real spotty. But
kind of like we saw the other day when Wichita pretty much got inundated with a large downpour, but not too much around it.
And they missed you guys completely in Butler County, huh?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities Now, 641, Steve and Ted on KNSS. On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Don's going to talk about getting your boss to start a 401k program. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.